Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Friday, June 26th, and today I want to ask you the question, is what you're doing right now the most effective and the highest quality and the most productive use of your time? Now, time management, using your time most effectively, that's one of those topics you hear about all the time in self-help books and how to become successful in motivational books and quotes on Facebook and social media, using your time. But there's a reason why the same topics come up over and over again. The organizing principles to success, the foundation to success, is universal. And that's why it's talked about over and over and over again. Now, during these videos, I don't want to just present the same old information to take your life to the next level in the ways that you've heard it over and over again. So my goal during these videos is to somehow talk about it in a way that may bring new light on it to you and on a subject that you know about. So let's talk about time management. One question that I'll always ask myself all throughout the day, no matter what I'm doing, is what I am doing right now the highest quality, most effective, and most productive use of my time? Now, actually, I was thinking about it. I shorten that down for myself, and I'll ask myself, is this the highest and best use of my time? Right? And I was thinking about that, highest and best use, that makes no sense. But really, that's my shortened way to trigger, is what I'm doing right now the highest quality, most effective, and most productive use of my time? And I'll ask myself that all throughout the day to make sure that what I'm doing is getting me where I really want to go. And just by going through that exercise of asking myself that question helps me make better decisions. Now, I'll tell you this, you having a clear vision of who you are, what you're all about, and what you want to accomplish for the big vision of your life, right? In the long term, what you're here on this earth to do, what you want to accomplish, and all the reasons why, that will help you make that evaluation of what you're doing is the best use of your time. And I'm not just talking about what you're trying to do to get through this next hour or this next day or week, right? What is the big vision? Again, the more clear you can get about what are you on this earth to do, it's going to be easier to step backwards in that, you know, day-to-day, hour-to-hour decision of what you're doing is the best use of your time. So that's most important more than anything. I talk to men all the time, all around the world, and they really don't think about that. And they get in a series of habits, structure as I call it, and on paper, what they're doing makes a lot of sense. And it's producing results. And so they put their head down, they figure out this plan, and they do that day in and day out. But then they have to think about, is it getting them any closer to their goals? Now, I have a big following from the bodybuilding and fitness world, and I have a lot of men who come to me, they're frustrated, whether they're younger or a little bit older. They're not producing the results in life that they really want. And one thing that they'll always make the time to do is work out and eat right. And sometimes that can consume 2-3 hours of their day. And what's your excuse? There's no excuse not to work out and eat right, okay? And I'll ask them about how they're allocating their time and energy, and they talk about working out. And then they'll say something like, well, you know what? I love to get up first thing in the morning and use my best energy to work out and eat right. I feel so good. You know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, and I've already had a couple meals down, and a great workout just makes me feel great. It puts me ahead of the masses. Now, I know that feeling. And at the same time, though, my career was bodybuilding, competing, and sharing my knowledge. Now, if you have a job that maybe you're not satisfied with and you have aspirations to do something bigger with your life, maybe start your own company, start your own business, whatever it may be, and your job isn't your body, you might want to think about how you're allocating that energy. I'm not necessarily saying that you change anything. I just want you to think about that. And again, guys will say, you know what, I just feel so much better about myself. That's the foundation to my success in life, is when I invest those 2 and sometimes up to 3 hours working out. And I'll go, great, I understand. If that's what works for you, that's awesome. Then that is the highest quality, most effective, and best use of your time. But then I'll ask them, well, you know, how is that working out for you? Right? Sometimes we pick structure. We do certain things that on paper look really good, that they're really productive. I mean, who can argue with that? The question is do we become satisfied with doing that, and we don't really get any closer to those big goals that we have, those big dreams in life. Another area of life that men come to me, again, sometimes it's in their 30s and even 40s, is their advanced degrees. And they get one degree after another, and it's this tried and true way of structure that they're working towards, and they've convinced themselves that this is the best use of their time. And you know what? Very well could be if they know the next step after getting that advanced degree. A lot of men I talk to, they really don't know. It just feels good at the moment. It feels productive. It's socially acceptable to get an advanced degree. Who could, when you're 35 years old and you're getting an advanced degree and you're telling your friends, who's going to tell you that's stupid, right? Most people say, we'll admire you, and it feels good in the moment. But is that really the highest and best use of your time if you don't know where it's taking you when you're finished with the degree and then you have to stop and think, okay, why did I do this? Right? Many times we get into this pattern of doing things, and at first glance, it looks like it's a very good use of our time. But because we don't know how we're going to put all the pieces together, it really turns out that it's not. Right? That's why I go back to, it's really important. Where are you going with all this? The sooner you can figure that out, it makes those minute-to-minute, hour-to-hour, day-to-day, month-to-month decisions about is what you're doing the most productive use of your time. It makes it a lot easier. So, you know, those are some things to really think about. And when you continually ask yourself this question, you can't help but make better decisions. You can't do things just because they feel good if they're not leading to a bigger goal in life. And this is especially true if you have a job where you are expected to work your 40-plus hours a week. It's on autopilot. It's structured. You have to execute. You have to pay the bills. Or you have a family life and all those responsibilities, right? You're pretty much pegged to do certain things that take up the vast majority of your time. If you're going to create the life that you really want, if you're ever going to start that business or take your life to the next level, it's how you use the time when you're not in the groove, when you're not in the structure. And that's when using your time most effectively and efficiently becomes even more crucial. So you can shorten it down like me, what's the highest and best use of my time? But continually get yourself in the habit of asking the question, is what I'm doing right now the highest quality, most effective, and best use of my time? All right, so that's the message for today. If you have any questions, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com, and I just launched a brand new members-only website, and it's called my Daily Manformation Life, Family, Business, and Fitness Journal, members-only website. You can check that out by going to skiplacourmembers.com, skiplacourmembers.com, and in that journal, I document my days. I review my days. I list out my goals. I evaluate if I'm getting closer to my goals, and you'll see how I answer that question of what's the highest and best use of my time. Have a great day.